Welcome to the Ken 7 podcast. Joining me on this beautiful spring day is the cop artist, Kev Gates. Kev, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm glad we sort of interacted on TikTok, and I could see that you were doing some interesting stuff, so I thought it would be a good chance to have a chat, and then obviously have a chat about the Reds and what's happened this season, where we're going and everything. So that's basically the broad thrust of the chat. Just before we get in, if you're watching this on YouTube, just give us a subscribe and click like for this video as well, so YouTube know that you like our videos. So getting into it, Kev, just give us a brief sort of introduction of what you do, because you obviously on TikTok you call the cop artist. Yeah. So I was interested to know what you're getting up to these days.
But in layman's terms, I do a lot of Liverpool art, all hand drawn or hand painted, of, you know, up to date players, ex players, you know, the managers, things like that. Varying medium that I use. For different people, for customers, for family, for friends. I've got a big Liverpool following with my artwork. I've been doing it for a few years, and you know, I'm teaching myself. I'm a self-taught artist. I mean, I've been pretty good at sketching anyway all my life, but I haven't done anything with it. I've gone into other sort of areas of work. So when I had the opportunity, which was forced on me, my wife decided to encourage me even more to you know, sort of follow my dream, if you like, and follow my passion. Well, my biggest passion is Liverpool. So my second biggest passion, if you like. And it's just sort of gone on from there, really. It's got bigger, and the following has got bigger. The orders have got bigger, which is always nice. But for me, the whole artwork thing is all about putting my passion and my pride and my love of the club into what I do to produce the best that I can do.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, that, the artwork behind you, obviously, we're the Ken 7 channel, so you've got the iconic picture of Kenny behind you with his head turned. Just talk me through that just a little bit.
Well, that one was a long time in the making. Kenny Dalglish is one of my all-time favourite players, alongside Gerrard. Those two just epitomise exactly what Liverpool Football Club is all about. So I've done many sketches of Kenny and Gerrard and things like that, but I'd never done a big painting. And I had a big canvas going spare. And that one there is actually 3 foot high, which is, you know, pretty big. It's not the biggest canvas I've ever done, but it's pretty big. And I wanted to come up with the iconic pose of Kenny. We've all seen it, but something a little bit different. So I implemented the Liver Bird behind him in black with a scrolling KD at the top. I started that about 2.5 years ago. That was before everything just sort of took off as big as it did. And I had to put it on hold. And pretty much all I had done was the bird and maybe the lettering, I think, and the background colour. And then I got to a point in January this year. So we're going back sort of 2018 when I started it. And January this year, where I decided I'm actually going to start concentrating a little bit on doing the artwork I want to do rather than just what customers want me to do. So I went back to that one and I was determined to get it finished. And I'm pretty pleased with it. I haven't signed it yet. I need to sign it, but... once I get my paints back out, I'll put my monochrome on and then it'll be done.
That's good. I like it. Let's have a little chat about the Reds, because obviously we're both Liverpool fans, and this channel is all about Liverpool and Kenny Dalglish and everything. What's your assessment of the season so far? I mean, how have you felt about it? Obviously, it's been poor recently, but you know, are you in the camp of it's been a disaster, or, you know, how do you see it?
I don't. Well, I mean, if we take it into comparison with last season, yes, it's been a disaster. But there are factors that have caused that, and we hear, from rival fans and things, oh, you're only moaning because you're not doing so well, and you're a poor champion, and to me, it's rubbish. I mean, you look at the factors in it, from the lockdown, the pandemic, which obviously has created no fans in the stadium, and our team play so much better with the fans in the stadium. You've also got the injury crisis that we've had at the back. Well, not just at the back, but obviously throughout the team, but primarily at the back.
Mm-hmm.
You factor in things like poor refereeing and VAR decisions, which are blatantly wrong. And that's not being a biased fan. That's just looking at it from a football point of view. To be even where we are with all those factors in place, any other team, would they have been there? Maybe apart from City, had they have had all those things go against them?
I still think that if City had lost three centre-backs, they would have been where we are completely.
Well, exactly, yeah, because, yeah. You take out, like Laporte, Diaz, and I can't think of the other one. Then, who have they got?
Well, exactly. They wouldn't have anyone. They'd be playing kids there. So, and then you also have to factor in, we've played the season for large parts without Jota,
yeah,
without Henderson, without Alisson.
Yes,
we muddled along there without Alisson for a little while. It's
Fabinho's been out,
and Fabinho, and also the knock on. I mean, it's been well documented, the knock on effect of moving Fabinho and Henderson into midfield, mm-hmm. out of midfield into defence has been a problem. So so your overview is kind of, well, what do you expect? Is that what it is? And
it is pretty much. I mean, every Liverpool fan gets disappointed when we draw, let alone when we lose. We have put in some pretty poor performances this season against certainly sort of mid to lower table opposition. There's to be honest with you, that for me, there's no excuse for that.
Mm.
You've still got a core element of a team. And I think sometimes Klopp's decision-making has been a bit off. And I'm not going to knock Klopp because, what he's done for the team, for the fans, for the club in itself, he's brought that pride, that passion, that energy, and the great football. We've seen that over the last two or three seasons. But you could start to see a change back into last season, when we won the title.
Yep.
And then you could see things dropping off. So things weren't quite right. Things weren't gelling.
Mm.
And then you also then sort of factor in, like I said, the lack of fans, which has a massive impact, for us above all teams, I think, because we are different fans.
If you're enjoying this video so far, please show your support for the Ken 7 channel by subscribing, clicking the like button, and also clicking the notifications button as well to get future broadcasts. If you could also share the video on your Twitter and Facebook account, that will show YouTube's algorithm that you like our content. Have you heard about Ken 7 merchandise? The link is in the description of this video. We have premium fanwear for fans covering Liverpool, Celtic and Scotland. And it's fanwear for young and old. So we have t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, caps, mugs, you name it, we've got it. Just something else to remember, every purchase that is made on our website, we donate to the Marina Dalgliesh Appeal. So you're helping a great cause as well.
Yeah.
Kev, let me just pick you up on something there. You mentioned that Liverpool fans, lose their minds when we draw. Something that struck me is over that little period where we were just losing, the inability to actually grind out a draw. Everything was just, as soon as we went 1-0 down, it was kind of, that was it. And do you think that's you would expect the champions and how good we've been to be able to grind out a draw at least. And we haven't, we've either lost or won. That's it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Yeah, if you go back to the title winning season, there were matches where we had to grind out a win, or we had to grind out the odd draw that we had, because we weren't playing as well, and we managed it, through sheer audacity or skill or whatever it may be. This season, we go 1-0 down and they get nervous.
Yeah.
They think they're going to lose another goal and another goal. So what they then do is they then pull back and hope that we can, hit a team on the break. But teams have been banking up a defense of 10. And we haven't been able to break them down. Because we haven't had those. We've had the players up there, but they just haven't been performing. You get to the final third and they go, what do I do?
Lack of imagination, lack of creativity.
Very much so,
and that all comes from a lack of confidence, really. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I've not said this on a podcast yet, but I thought it was interesting the other day when I watched them training the other day. There was a big emphasis on one touch passing around the box. Mm. And I thought that's interesting. Obviously, we scored a goal like that the other day against Wolves. Yeah. Yeah. But I wonder whether that was something that they were working on to try and beat a really low block. If you're moving it that quickly, there's nothing anyone can do, really. And eventually, something's going to come off.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I quite often, when I'm watching them, I quite often get very frustrated at the fact that they don't move the ball quick enough.
Yeah.
And by moving that ball quick enough, it spreads the play quicker. It moves their defence quicker. It opens up spaces for our players to run into.
Mm.
And, there's been poor touches, people not holding the ball, people releasing the ball too soon. There's a fine balance in football, that you have to have, of knowing when to release a ball, knowing when to take on a player or not to take on a player. And if you look at, and I don't really want to sort of single out any players, but if you look at the likes of Mane this season, his when the ball comes to him, his touch has been poor, he's holding on to the ball.
Mm.
He falls over a lot quite easily, yet if he's in the box, he won't do it.
Mm.
Even when he's been tackled, we've seen it on a couple of occasions
recently. Frustrating that, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And you think, well, and then it comes up with the argument, and I've seen it on social media, he won't go down because Salah takes penalties.
No, I'm not buying that.
If that's true, I'm not saying it is, because I can't imagine any player not wanting one of their players of their team to score.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there is something there between Salah and Mane that just doesn't gel.
But I think that's a healthy thing. I think it's a healthy competition.
It's a healthy rivalry, yes.
I described it the other day on a podcast about as comparable to the rivalry that was between Lennon and McCartney in the Beatles.
Mm.
There was a big rivalry. They were friends, but there was a competitive edge to them where they were always trying to outdo each other with their songs, which meant that the songs were better. And I think that's a similar thing with Mane and Salah. I don't have any problem with the way Mane and Salah actually are, because I think that is, over the years, it's been productive rather than counterproductive, hasn't it? It's worked.
Yeah. Yeah, it has worked, but I've just for me, I've seen a change in it.
Right.
Gone are the days as such where they will regularly pass to each other or regularly, give the through ball or something like that. They would rather maybe shoot where they really should have passed. And we've seen it. We've seen Salah do it. We've seen Mane do it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a healthy rivalry, but at the end of the day, if it negatively impacts the team, it needs to stop.
Mm.
Whatever the beef is, whether there is a beef there, like I said, who can say?
Yeah.
It's good that they want to be competitive. Of course, every sort of forward player wants to score a goal, without a shadow of a doubt. Mm. That's what they're there for. But if it does negatively impact the team, then, give it a rest, play as a team, do what we were doing, the beginning of last season and the two seasons prior to that, because that was, as Klopp says, it's heavy metal football, and that we seem to have lost our way there.
Yeah, two big games to look forward to. Obviously, Arsenal this weekend and Real Madrid through the week.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on those games?
To be honest with you, they are two massive games for us. Arsenal are coming back into form a bit. They've started playing a bit better. We've started playing a bit better as well. I've noticed a big change from sort of playing, the likes of Brighton. No disrespect to them or Fulham or whatever, but we're playing away, which seems to be working for us at the moment. Seems to be.
I was listening to a podcast this morning from the Anfield Wrap, and I think Rob Gutman said that Liverpool have won the last 6 out of 7 away games.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is remarkable, isn't it, really?
It is when you consider we can't win at home.
This is nuts.
And to be honest with you, I did a live TikTok last night and had a fair few people in, and we were discussing things like that and the fan situation and how it impacts on the players. Playing in an empty stadium. And it doesn't matter which stadium you're in. But when you're in iconic Anfield, it's sounding hollow. It's sounding empty. You look around and there's nobody there. Mm. Even if we went back to the sort of earlier period where we had 2,000 or 3,000 fans in, 4,000 fans in.
It made a difference.
It made a massive difference. Yeah, it did make a difference. I hold out hope that, obviously, with the fact that we've now got Fabinho back in his normal role, Phillips is playing outstandingly well. Carvajal is improving game on game.
Yep.
So that sort of eases a little bit of pressure and eases a little bit of nervousness.
It gives confidence to the lads in front of them as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, massive confidence.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got Thiago in, and I do highly rate that player. And Jota in. Hopefully, and he's on a good scoring vein at the moment. Again, obviously for Portugal in midweek and whatever. I think he's now scored what, 3 goals in 2 games.
Yeah.
Salah's just Salah. He can score a goal from nothing if need be. But so I'm more confident.
Yeah.
Going away to Arsenal, even though sort of they're one of the sort of big six. Mm-hmm. Than I would be maybe a month or two ago. As for Real Madrid, you can never underestimate Real Madrid, but yep. they are an aging team.
Right.
Yes, they still have the skills, they still have the players, and I know they are coming back into form as well.
Right.
But it's one of those, we're a different animal in Europe. And I'm fully confident that we will get through
good.
Real Madrid on a two match game, go on into the semis, do whatever we need to do in the semis. I've just got this thing here. History is repeating itself. and I think a lot of fans have. And, can we see Porto beating Chelsea? I can, to be honest with you. If they don't, and we get through Real Madrid into Chelsea, no ghost goal. I think we will do them there and back to the Atatürk Stadium, mate. Mm. Against, I would probably say, Bayern Munich.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
That would be my choice.
Well, I'll leave it there. I think, Kev, it's on a positive note. What are you up to at the moment with regards to your channels? I mean, is it mainly TikTok, or have you got other channels as well?
So I'm not what great for on sort of social media as such. I've got my Facebook groups, my Liverpool Facebook groups that I do, and my artwork and merchandise group that I've got. So I've got that running. I've got a Twitter account. I've never mastered Twitter for some reason. I don't know what it is about Twitter. Something's
there's not... no mystery to it. It's literally just like your Facebook status without any faff. That's it. That's all.
Well, over 1,000 followers, I think, on Twitter. All Liverpool fans, and I pump my artwork out, I pump my merchandise out, and I do various other things as well, and I linked into. I'm lucky if I get 3 or 4 likes. Do you know what I mean?
No, honestly, that is what it's like in terms of response, but when I look at our stats for our merchandise, that's we sell most of our stuff, 70% of our stuff through Twitter, even though you get no response.
Yeah, see, most of mine's done through Facebook, through my Facebook groups. Yeah, okay. I have a good success. I have a good following. I mean, I've got about 1,700 people in the group. Not everybody orders, and you know, I may only get one order from one design.
Yeah.
But I try and vary things up. I don't just do, you know, although I'm the cop artist. That's the name I gave myself. I don't just do Liverpool stuff.
Right.
That's I do a wide variety of, you know, I've got one here. You know, I don't want to sort of advertise, but you know, this is something completely different.
Wow.
So it is the case of trying to sort of do my passion. But I've noticed a big increase in my TikTok following now.
Mm-hmm.
Since I actually started posting a video of my artwork and things like that. And now I've managed to finally hit 1,000 and I've been able to go live. That's actually improved it as well. So that's all good. And we get a lot, you know, a fair few people coming in on the live chats, which is nice.
Mm, brilliant. All right. Well, listen, thanks very much, Kev. I appreciate you coming on.
And, my pleasure.
Really good to find out a bit more about you, and hopefully I'll see you again soon. All right.
Yes. Thank you very much for the invite.
No problem.
Much appreciated.
You take care, mate. Cheers.
Have a great day.